least very few words of my own, because Erica said just about anything there is to say regarding the fascist treatment not only of herself but of all the, the political prisoners. This was written in Niantic Prison on July 8th of this year. Long live the United Front Against Fascism, down with the reactionaries of all kinds. It is impossible to say what I feel now. It would take too long and the state doesn't offer enough paper. But because none of us can be with you, I will try. I can envision as I write the people that will hear this. I can see their faces. I can feel their warmth, the warmth that comrades often have for each other. I can also see the faces of some who always appear among the people, the worried, empty, brutal faces of the agents of fascism. Worried because they know that people, poor people, oppressed people, gather together but for one reason, to analyze the conditions of their oppression and wipe it out. Empty because they have no feeling for the masses of people, for the souls of the revolutionaries we have lost, for the starving babies of this country and the world. And brutal because they will fight to the last ditch to destroy the revolutionary fervor of the people. They all continue to run back, oinking to the oppressors about the people's plans to rise up. They fail, however, to realize that the masses have boundless creative power, and no matter how they kick ass, beat us, kill us, or jail us, the people will carry on. I see the faces of change. I hope that many minds are open to what is happening. I know that many ears have been listening to the foul utterances America spits out at the world. We have listened too long, and the bitch, her mouth reeking of death, says, "We have thoroughly oppressed our people at home. We are succeeding at keeping Vietnam in a state of decay. We are trampling on Africa. We are destroying South America, making bigger and better alliances with Russia. We have only to wait for Mao to die, and we will be the world power, and then we will place our murder on the moon." America is plotting universal imperialism. It will be the same everywhere. First Coca-Cola, then Oscar Mayer Wieners, and then the troops. That's right on, Erica. The people cannot take this. We cannot allow fascist fanatics to continue to deprive us of our human rights. We must organize and form an everlasting united front against capitalism, against imperialism, against class distinctions, against racism, against fascism. We cannot allow concessions from the federal government for the continual harassment and unwarranted brutality of the people. We cannot allow our children, be they black, Mexican, Indian, Japanese, Chinese, or white, to be miseducated and degraded in America's degenerate school system. We cannot allow any more lynchings, bombing, and racial ignorance down south or up south. We cannot allow unions any longer to drive the working class. The working class must drive the unions. Our fight must be endless to organize the workers of this country, to overhaul and change every assembly line and every factory. We cannot allow medical services in our communities to remain inadequate. We need more hospitals, more doctors, more nurses, and less insistence on medicinal genocide or birth control. We cannot allow the reformists to clean up the surface while the inner structure rots. We need a revolution. All of our thoughts, each of our actions should lead us to one goal, the emptying of the shit that fills the bowels of this country. We can no longer allow the senselessness of anarchy and arbitrary destruction. We need no more impulsive, opportunistic movements, groups, or political parties that endure on socialistic rhetoric. We need socialism in practice.
Well.
But in times of difficulty, we cannot lose sight of our achievements. We must see the bright future for the people and pick up our courage. We realize that there are people that support us and that however long we remain here, we serve as a catalytic agent to move the people forward. We only ask that you realize who your real friends and your real enemies are. We must draw a clear line of demarcation between the oppressors and the oppressed, between the imperialists and the internationalists, between the pigs and the people. Who sits next to you? All power to the oppressed people. Long live the people's revolutionary struggle. Long live the Minister of Defense. Free all political prisoners. It's Erica Huggins. All power to the people.